Good morning, everyone. And thanks so much for inviting us into your house this morning. I don't know how your house is going. I hope it's all right. My kids are probably running around a bit. Rosie, Stelly, Georgia, Aurora, good morning. We have been looking at the Bible in Mark for the whole of the term here at DPC, and we're just about to finish over this Easter long weekend. If we haven't met before, my name is Mitch. I'm the senior pastor here at Dalby Presbyterian. And before we have a look at God's word and what God has to say to us on this Good Friday, can you pray with me? Let's do that. I'm just going to close my eyes and pray. Our Lord and God, we know that you speak to us through your word. And more than ever, we need you to speak now to show us where you are in the middle of everything that's happening. We pray this in the name of Jesus. Amen. Well, I wonder today where you put yourself when it comes to Jesus. Are you not too sure, or are you really sure? I mean, lots of us, we're here because we're really sure, but I don't know where you are with Jesus. I reckon this COVID-19 thing actually raises lots of big questions about God and sort of makes us think about God again. Even if we already know him, I reckon it raises the question of what's sort of going on. Where's God in this? Where is Jesus in this? Does God have anything to say in all of this? What's God doing in the middle of the coronavirus pandemic? And if we go back to kind of, you know, if we go back to a base level, if you just sort of go back and start again, there are two options, really. One is that there's no God, and the other is that there is a God somehow involved. I don't know which way you lean. Maybe you lean towards, well, there's no God. Or maybe you join in with lots of us and think there is a God in the middle of this, doing something, showing us something. I want to take a look at option number one, which is that there's no God. There's no God involved in any of this. No gods, nothing but sort of the ground and space and stuff. And if there's no God, this is all a massive accident of some kind of massive explosion, sort of driven by random stuff going pew, just sort of all jumping into each other all at once, which means the coronavirus, COVID-19, it's just another random thing, isn't it? It doesn't care. The universe doesn't care. This is just another random moment of random mass death. And the world, our community, is really cold, pitiless, indifferent, just doesn't care about what's happening in Spain or Italy or the USA or in Dolby, or doesn't care about what's happening with you. That's the reality of a world with no God, in which case, you know, it would be fine to join in with those people who, as Jesus was dying, to just kind of hurl insults, shake your heads. To hurl insults at Christians, at the idea of looking for any meaning here. Jesus becomes just another victim of a cold, indifferent, random world, powerless, rightly mocked because he saved others, but he couldn't save himself. If there's no God, this is a world where heaping insults on others just doesn't matter. If it's to your advantage, fine, there's really ultimately no consequences. I reckon, though, if you've let us into your house this morning, if you're using your data to watch this stream, I reckon you're not so sure that's the case. You're probably wanting to come with us and look at the other option. So let's do option number two, that God's somewhere here involved in this. That rather than the idea that the universe just existed, your hunch is to trust the idea that God always existed. You know, you sense a beauty, a purpose even in the middle of pain, you can see a kind of love that can't possibly just be random. The idea that somehow through God and for God, this is all here, that somehow God sustains all of this by his words. That Good Friday offers us a depth, a kind of a platform to stand on as we dive through this worldwide pandemic, taking away many loved ones and many of our securities. This is the option of their being a God. You know, one thing I reckon we hate is experts who never have. You know, people who know theories but have never actually done the real work. You know, people on the media, people who have seen the media talking about water rights, but they've never talked to someone who makes a living off water. People who tell you how to drive when they don't have a license. And he said, I used to have six theories about parenting and no kids. Now I have no theories about parenting and six kids. There's a big difference between being someone who says they know but's never done it and someone who has done it. And that's exactly the kind of God we meet in Jesus. The God we remember on Good Friday, Jesus who has been there and done that, Jesus who is one of us, Jesus who came to take on skin, flesh, the Son of God in a human body, who had to drink water, who had to sleep, who had to deal with BO, who had to cry and laugh and stub his toe and sit in awkward family meals, who had to be misunderstood, Jesus who had to go to work, Jesus had to make friends. And most importantly, at this time, Jesus who experienced a kind of unanswered suffering, a pain that left him wondering. I don't know how familiar you are with the cross, but you know, did you hear that yell from Jesus as he was being executed? Joel read it out for us. At 3 PM, Jesus cried out in a loud voice, Eloi, Eloi, lama sabachthani, which is just, you know, him really in his native language. And it means, my God, why have you forsaken me? Where are you? What's going on? Why are you letting me go? What's happening with this pain? Is this really what has to happen, God? Jesus understood. Jesus went through. The Son of God knows suffering and pain. The God of Good Friday, he gets COVID-19 because he knows death. Jesus knows the fear of that unstoppable force. He's seen death right in front of him and hit him. He's pondered it in those last moments, desperate, heaving for breath, no ventilator. With a loud cry, Jesus breathed his last. I'll tell you where God is in all of this, in the middle of this pandemic. He knows death and dies willingly. He dies even though he's the Son of God. Even though he could have stayed in comfort with his Father forever, he came to earth, he took on skin, he went to the cross, and he died. The Good Friday message is Jesus died for us. He died for you. He died so that death wouldn't be the force it seems. And what that means is you are not an accident of time and space. It means you're special. When you stub your toe, you can know that God knows what it's like. When you're tired, God knows what that's like. When you laugh and love and hurt, Jesus knows what's happening. And as he died on Good Friday, He did it to show you that he gets death. He gets it. He became flesh. He took on skin. He made his home with us, with you and me. He knows you, what you go through, what you're feeling, and it matters to Jesus. You are special to him. And I know when you say that idea, you know, when someone says, oh, you're special, I know it's a little bit like a high school speech, isn't it? You know, those kind of formal speeches where they say you're special. And look, some of you have got to write formal speeches. Now you've got a few more months to write your formal speech, so you might want to take some notes here. But, you know, the speeches where they say everyone is really special. I remember the one at my high school. It was something like, you know, grade 12, the world is our oyster and we are the pearl. You can do anything. You're amazing. There's a sense where we love that stuff. And there's a sense where we know it's just a load of rubbish, isn't it? We know we're not that special. We know we stuff things up. Sometimes we're lazy. Sometimes we're greedy. Just got to check the supermarket shelves with that. Sometimes we're mean. Sometimes we're gossipy. And it's this funny thing. We're in the middle of pain and suffering and big events like COVID-19. We want to run to God and say, hey, what are you doing? But in other moments, we couldn't give a stuff about God. We want him to answer our big questions and tell us what's going on, but also we don't want to bar of him when things are fine. And you know what that's called? It's called being a user. An abuser, a user, just trying to get what you want out of someone, not being interested in. The Bible word for that is sinner. So, you know, when I say you're special, it doesn't ring true. And you're right. You're not special. I'm not. Not in the way it's normally talked about anyway. But Good Friday says you're actually so valuable that Jesus died for you when you're not special. Because the death of Jesus on Good Friday, it's not just Jesus showing us he gets it. It's the moment when sin is punished. It's the moment when a good bloke, when the Son of God, when God willingly steps in and faces what should be coming to you so that you can be right with the God of the universe. It wasn't random or cold or pitiless or indifferent. Jesus made a deliberate and a willing decision out of love. A willing decision to look at you and to look at your sin and to look at the way you use him. And rather than leave you to face God's eternal fury, Jesus takes the bullet so you can experience God's eternal love. God become a person that says people are special, so special they are worth dying for. And it's true, none of this takes away today's suffering, does it? None of this takes away what's happening with COVID-19 and what might happen. I don't think we know yet. But I'll tell you what this does do. It puts you in the middle of a bigger story that has way more to it than just today's pain. A bigger story that says the universe is not cold and pitiless and indifferent. A bigger story that isn't random. A bigger story that at its heart has God himself experiencing suffering and death. A bigger story that shows God understands you. A bigger story that shows God loves you. Christians, and brothers and sisters, I just want to talk to you for a moment. You know, Good Friday this year is a day to take a whole bunch of comfort. Because, brothers and sisters, we're in a difficult time. We can't meet together, and that is just actually sad. It's online, I mean, this is okay, but it's nowhere near as good as being in the same room, is it? We don't know how long this will go on. We don't know if it will cause death in our town. We don't know if it will cause death in our church family. And can I say, some people are scared. Some of you are scared. Others of you aren't. Life is going on pretty normal. But some of you are. And today is a day, more than others, to preach to yourself the central truth of our faith. That you are a sinner, but Jesus Christ died for your sin. So now you are eternally loved by God. Saved through the cross, safe in his arms, set for eternity. Saved through the cross, safe in his arms, and set for eternity. Look, also, there are plenty of you who have let us into your house this morning because, you know, it's Easter, and at this time, just want to see if God's got anything to say. And we want to invite you to take some next steps. We do want to invite you to keep thinking about God and about Jesus. And here's a couple of ways to do that. We're going to do an online Introduction to Jesus course. Peter talked about it earlier. 3 Tuesday nights, 90 minutes. It'll be, you know, via video kind of call online. Just a few of us. And if you're interested in that, we'd love you to join us. Everything, you can find out about everything at our website, dpc.cc. Just hit the button that says next steps. You could also be joined to a community group. And what this means is someone will just be in touch with you every fortnight. If that's something you need, tell us about that. You can get in touch via our website again or Facebook or whatever you want. I'll tell you what, you can pray with us right now. Because I'm going to pray and confess our sin to our great God. I'm going to pray and ask for his forgiveness. And I'm going to pray and be delighted in how kind he's been to us. And this might be something you want to do. Might be the first time you want to do it. And boy, we would love that because this is one of our favourite things. So I'm going to pray. Will you join me? Our God and Father, the true God, the one and only God who's behind everything, who says everything isn't random, but it has purpose. We want to confess and say that we have been a user of you, that we sin. And we want to ask that our sin would be forgiven by the death of Jesus on the cross, Son of God who died painfully and horrifically, who cried out, but did it willingly. Please forgive my sin. And we thank you, Lord God, that when we ask you to forgive our sin, you say yes. You delight in loving us. With your Son, you wanted to save us. And with your Spirit, you come and live in us. We praise you that because of Good Friday, we can be saved through the cross, safe in your arms, and set for eternity. Amen.